Hey, welcome back to the Midday Show with Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9. The game, a very special treat, and let's get right to him. His name is David Green. He's a famous dog, a legendary dog, and he joins the Midday Show with Rick and John here on the WadeFor.com hotline. David, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, fellas. How about yourself?
Perfect. Thanks for asking. It is great to have you on, David, and let's not bury the lead. Let's talk about Eason from the whole dynamic here. And philosophically, David, this is where I'm at. If Fromm continues to play well and the dogs continue to win, I think you got to ride that through. Yes, I do believe you can lose your starting job due to injury if the other guy is playing that well. That's where I'm at. John is on the other side of this. He thinks that you go back with the guy who earned that starting job in fall camp. Philosophically, where are you with that debate?
You know, Rick, I think I'm actually leaning a little bit more towards your side as well, because here's why. When it's working, and I think we all know this, winning cures everything. And when it works, you don't make changes. And I'll say this. Look, I think Jake Fromm, there's times you can certainly tell he's a true freshman and he'll make some mistakes. But we kind of got a good thing rolling right now, even though offensively we're not clicking on all cylinders by any means. But it's hard to change things when you're winning. And I think if Jake Fromm goes out there and plays really well this weekend against Mississippi State and we win, I don't know how Kirby Smart could pull him at that point, because then it could just really muddy up everything. And so, look, it'd be different if Jacob Eason has started, 30 games and he was a fifth-year senior, but he's a true sophomore. And so it's not like he's been playing that long. Now, having said that, look, I think Eason is probably further along in his development, no question, than where Fromm is. But the one thing that Fromm does have, I love kind of his guts, that tenacity, that competitive spirit, and that positive that he brings to the table at Georgia. I mean, he's the type of guy long-term that I completely see Georgia winning a championship with. I don't think he's necessarily playing at the level that we need him to right now to win a championship. But if he can continue to get more reps under his belt, who knows what could happen.
We've got David Green with us here on the WadeFor.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. David, how do you navigate the difference? You know, when you played and DJ was there, you guys were men. You went about your business. There was nobody really worrying about bruised egos. It doesn't seem the same in 2017. How do you navigate that with a Jacob Eason, who was a five-star recruit, and tell him potentially, hey, you lost your job by being hurt?
Well, I think here's the key, and it starts with the guys. And you really, when you see those guys that wear those shirts where coaches always talk about big team, little me, you really want guys that are truly willing to put the team first. And I think if things continue to roll, defense is playing outstanding, special teams is playing outstanding, offense is struggling somewhat, but things are rolling pretty good as a team right now. If they can have a huge win against Mississippi State, I think probably Jacob Eason, even though he would want to be the guy in there, and who knows, he could certainly earn his spot down the road, but I think he would have to completely understand that, it's not just your job. I mean, at the end of the day, Kirby Smart, he is brought to Georgia to win and to win championships. It's not, nobody's guaranteed any positions, and just because you're a five-star recruit really doesn't mean anything. It just means you got a lot of potential and you got a lot of ceiling, which Jacob Eason completely does. I'm under the impression that nothing's given to you. You've got to earn it. And at the end of the day, if the team's playing well with the way it's set right now, I don't really see how you can make a change.
We have David Green on the WadeFor.com hotline. And David, as I watched Jacob last year, and I watched Jacob and Fromm in the spring game, and then I watched them this year, Jake Fromm, to me, is simply a better quarterback. More accuracy, better timing, better feet, better at random plays when there's pressure. Do you agree with me?
Well, I mean, not 100%. I tell you what I think Jake Fromm does have. His intangibles are, no question in my opinion, superior. They're more superior than a lot of the guys that have ever played that position. To be able to step in as a true freshman and act like and really believe that you belong there is not something that you can teach. You either got it or you don't. And to me, that's his greatest asset, more so than throwing and arm strength and everything. He's a kid that just believes that he's going to win when he gets in there. That's half the game. Eason, in my opinion, no question, has more arm talent. He's got more ability and would probably be a much better professional quarterback than Fromm ever would. But Fromm's a guy that you can certainly win with. He's gutsy. He's got the whole deal. And I'll say this, Eason is gutsy too. I mean, when he stepped in and played last year, I mean, he brought us back and played some really good games. And there was a lot riding on his shoulders last year. I just don't see if Fromm comes out, lights it up against Mississippi State, continues to play well, I think it'll be pretty challenging to go back and make that change.
We've got David Green with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. David, Georgia off to a 3-0 start. Really nice win at Notre Dame. What have you learned about the team so far throughout this three-game stretch?
Well, I'll say this. I think the culture of Georgia football has changed. And, you know, in years past, Georgia always kind of played up to their opponent and played down to their opponent. I think Kirby Smart has set a standard where we're going to play hard every time we lace them up and we get out there, regardless if it's practice or a game. And you can tell where Georgia in the last couple of years looked like they hoped to win games and compete, they look like they fully expect to be there and to win and to dominate some games. And so I think just the intensity, the attention to detail. I mean, when Mark Owens and I had the show, that was one thing we used to always talk about that was lacking to Georgia was the attention to detail. A lot of those stupid bonehead penalties that Georgia plagued Georgia the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, we're not having now. We're not having those turnovers and undisciplined type football. It seems like that stuff is finally getting cleaned up.
Shout out to David Green, Mark Owens, and everybody on the staff of College Football Palooza. That was a fantastic show, and we all miss it dearly. We are at the Midday Show with Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. David Green joining us here. And, David, I want to go back to the QB thing. Just one last question. And I want to talk about the coaching dynamic here. Because after the Dogs beat Notre Dame, Kirby Smart was asked by the reporter about Jake Fromm. His first words were, "I love him." Okay, and throughout the offseason, David, I've noticed that there's a very positive glass-half-full outlook when Kirby talks about Fromm. I don't hear that same love and that same benefit of the doubt about Eason, who was initially recruited by the previous coach. Fromm, of course, a Kirby guy. Talk to me about that dynamic, David.
Well, I think there's no question. I mean, look, everybody knows what we were getting with Eason. Tremendous talent. I mean, he's a kid that's got more ability than just about any quarterback that you'll see in college football. Now, the one thing when it comes to Fromm, the kid's a winner, and you can kind of feel it when you're watching him play. You can't really put your finger on it, but when I sit in the stands, and I've been to both home games, regardless if it's 3rd and 3 or 3rd and 15, you can just look at the kid, and you can just tell he feels like he's going to make a play. And when you got guys that kind of wreak that kind of confidence, that love the competition, normally good stuff just happens. And that's been the case with Fromm. Has he lit it up? Not necessarily. He's played good football. Are we playing well enough offensively to win a championship? No. And I'll be the first one to say that. But what he's been able to do as a true freshman is remarkable. Having said that, Jacob Eason, what he was able to do, in my opinion, last year, was remarkable as a true freshman as well, because there was a lot on his shoulders last year as a true freshman. It's just, I think what people love about Fromm is just that intangible, that competitive spirit, the positive attitude that he brings, and he's just a winner.
David, huge challenge this week against Mississippi State, who's coming off a monster win against LSU. You just mentioned that you don't think Georgia's offense is at national title level. The defense is playing like, at minimum, their SEC championship level. What do they have to do to slow down Nick Fitzgerald and Dan Mullen's offense?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, you got to figure out a way, obviously, to contain Nick Fitzgerald as much as you can. I mean, he's a tremendous talent. If there's one way, if I were trying to defend Nick, I would much rather want him to try to, force him to beat me with his arm than his legs. Strong, physical guy, and playing out of his mind right now. And you talk about somebody who's going to have a chip on his shoulder. Look, he's from Richmond Hill and grew up a diehard Georgia fan, and Georgia wouldn't even take a look at him. So you know this is a game that he's got circled on his calendar. Defense has got a tall task because, you know, look, let's face it, Nick's playing with a tremendous amount of confidence, and that entire Mississippi State team is.
David, can't thank you enough, man. I know you're going to enjoy the game. We all are. This is a huge test early in the season for the Dogs, and they got many big tests to come. We look forward to talking with you down the line here if you got a little bit of time. Great stuff as always.
Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good one.